UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Jeez, I know you ain't gonna let it go down like this, dawg. I'm hearing these dudes on these raps sounding like you, dawg. Buying your ad libs, dawg. Trying to steal the style, man. You better check these cats, dawg. You know real mess with real, dawg. And these cats ain't real out here on these streets. Especially these industry cats, dawg. See, we've been doing this since 95.
Last time I checked, I was the man on these streets. They call me Residue, I leap blow on these beats. Got diarrhea flow, now I shit on them. Even when I'm constipated, I still shit on them.
Let's get it.
Got some super friends in the Legion of Doom. They purple, they keep me high like the moon. I'm an affiliate, I know it means.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, let me take a moment to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can even look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Got a few things to remind people of, too, since you heard Coach Satterfield there reminded people that we are the home of U of L Athletics, but we're also the home to a lot. And part of that is it's an Eastern Conference showdown on Saturday night as Lou City hosts Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Join Jeff Milby and Casey Whitfield at 7:15 for pregame kickoff from Lynn Stadium at 7:30. It's all Saturday night on ESPN 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app. And one more. How would you like to get even more savings and more benefits when you shop at Kroger? With a boost by Kroger Plus membership. How about that? You'll enjoy 2 fuel points for every dollar you'll spend at groceries and general merchandise in-store and with pickup and delivery. Free delivery, lots more. Membership starts at just $59, so sign up today at Kroger.com/boost. More savings, more benefits, a new level of membership with Boost by Kroger Plus.
Claim your side chick team right now, Steve.
For what sport?
NFL.
Oh, the NFL? Oh, that's easy. I mean, Lamar, like the Ravens.
Same.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
To be different, if you want.
For my AFC team.
Do I want...
So who's your main team, Nikki?
Man, I'm kind of a whore.
Yeah.
But I loosely follow a couple. But I used to be... Like middle school, high school.
You follow players?
I was diehard Colts, man. And so I'll still got, you know, a little affinity towards them. You know, I laugh.
It's unfortunate.
I get to laugh. Yeah. I get to laugh with the Jets. And also, you know, I followed, you know, Bilal Powell and Lorenzo Malden and Mekhi. And, you know, they had a lot of Cardinals throughout, you know.
So you're a Jets fan right now?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that'll be my main
team. Rank them.
Rank them in terms of who
Jets
I like.
Is your main team, or are you just gonna say this season?
Claim your team. This season, I'll really invest in the Jets. So I'll be Jets, Colts, Ravens, Bengals, just because they're good and they're local. And then,
so the Ravens are your third team, huh?
I kind of dipped my toe a little bit with the Vikings when I thought I was moving up there. Mm-hmm. So Vikings, Giants.
How did that turn out?
It's not funny, Steve.
Bro.
Do you like the Chargers now?
You're right. You're a West Coast guy now.
Oh, you just twisted it.
I know, yeah.
By the way, about a week ago, I guess, my friend was like, yo, her new husband is hot. He's a doctor.
You got to let go. You got to let go.
I did.
No, I mean, even information. Just like, you just, bro, stop telling me.
You were Ryan on The Office when Kelly gets with that, the doctor.
It's like,
the,
ooh. Yeah. And you're supposed to take it in a prideful way, but you can't.
Tip of the hat. Good for you guys.
Okay. What am I going to do with the Detroit situation? Let them go all the way.
Oh, yeah. You have no loyalty to Detroit.
But I went through a lot with them.
No, you didn't.
I hate losing. I hate losing. And you know how Nikki makes reference to, like, his high school blew up right after he left?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be good.
You got to be a –
BRB.
One more time. You got to be a loser for 4 years. Like, that was not fun.
I was a fighter. Stop. Like, not a loser, Steve.
You get to be a Texan now, okay? But the Texans don't have to be your favorite team. I mean, like, they can be.
They have to. What do you mean?
Do they? I mean, you got to like the Texans. You have no choice but to like them. I mean,
Davis Mills. Most improved player in the league.
Okay. Well, good. And I hope that's the case. And maybe they will be. And I will say the Texans are in a much better spot than the Lions. I mean, like, the Texans actually, you know, maybe they could win a division or play in the division.
You saw it.
Why didn't he go to, like, the Titans or something?
Detroit looked good.
No, they didn't.
At the end of the year?
No. Yeah, when everybody started setting their players, yes, Detroit looked fine.
She's doing that on purpose.
Yeah, now it's like, okay, do you want to get on the radio? Okay.
Right.
But yeah, no, I listen, to me, it's
let them go.
I mean, I'm not really like a cheer for it, but Lamar has just captured my heart with that.
Okay, what's going to happen with his contract?
I mean, he's going to sign a massive one.
This year?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why, like, people way overblow this. Like, or they don't overblow. Like, I don't think it's being overblown, but do you think he doesn't like money? Like, and it's not going to happen, and the Ravens just don't like having him?
Do you think the Ravens are trying to Kyler Murray him or something? Like, stick some language in there where it's just
probably.
Like, just like, yeah, you're not allowed to hang out with Kodak Black.
Yeah, probably, but if you've noticed, like, anything about Lamar, I don't think Lamar is going to be had on anything. I mean, he obviously doesn't care.
Are they still waiting for the not having the agent thing to work out against him?
I mean, probably, yeah. Just, but it's like,
please, Lamar, get screwed over on your deal or something so I could just, I told you.
Yeah.
You cannot do it by yourself.
Yeah, like,
you can't do it with just lawyers and your mom.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, well.
You must sign with Scott Boris.
Or, yeah, well, that team will pay me. Do you want me to play for that team? No? Okay. So, yeah, I just think...
if he plays one game this year that's not under a new deal, I'm going to be holding my breath the entire time. I'll probably not watch him.
Do you know? Yeah.
I'm just
gonna, I agree.
Yeah,
I do.
Like,
agree
I'm going to be like, Lamar, I can't. Lamar and Nikki, they said our... Is that me? They said our microphones are super low. That's been a complaint. Couple of times.
Is that better?
Okay. Well,
maybe.
Yeah, we'll see how they are.
Chances are that guy has a volume control too, but no, that's fine. I'll walk your hand through listening to radio.
Did it look any
dumbass
different?
No, I'm just kidding.
Did it look
my
any
blood sugar is low. That's
that
why
you
I'm
normally
crazy.
Had it?
No, not. I mean, I don't know.
That was an accident, dear. I was playing on my phone.
Okay.
Regardless, now it's better.
Okay, but here's my thing. Outside of that, you know, my only other somewhat allegiance is in the playoffs. I start rooting for Tom Brady if the Cowboys are out. Like, That's my only other, like...
I just like
Tom Brady.
You just want him to finish.
Yeah, I just like Tom Brady. I can't help it. Like, he's just the ultimate.
Is there a player that I'm going for?
How many are you allowed? How many teams are you allowed? And how many players are you allowed? Because,
well, it just depends. Because like, I'm like you in the NBA. Like, I can be bought in the NBA.
This Russell Wilson Denver experiment.
Uh-huh.
It got my attention.
Okay.
Put it this way. I want to see him. And I want to... I don't know. This Russell Wilson thing has kind of got my attention. I could end up hating it,
sure,
or loving it.
I mean, yeah, that's a fair one. I'm gonna enjoy watching Tua prove you wrong this year. I'm not a Dolphins guy or anything.
Who's the backup in Miami?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Tua, you're done.
I am gonna enjoy Tua doing his thing though. But yeah, I don't care though. Yeah, no, for me, it's of course, but again, this is harder than football or basketball for me because, like, I have a diehard allegiance. Like I said, the Cowboys to me are right there with Louisville. Like, I mean, like, right there. Like, if it was Louisville's going to national championship or Cowboys going to Super Bowl, it would make me hesitate for a second. I'd pick Louisville winning a national championship, but it would be like...
I don't know, Steve. You've seen Louisville win a championship.
I know.
You've never seen the Cowboys win.
Oh, I was talking football. I wasn't talking... Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I saw the Cowboys.
You ain't seen the Cowboys.
I did. I watched it.
You don't remember anything about
I remember the 95...
Man, I hated the Cowboys. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because I was...
Well, your team sucked, too. It's because you're from up in New York, and all your teams suck up there.
Okay. Feel better you got that out of your system.
Stupid New York teams.
No, my flag football team.
Stupid media guys.
Commanders.
Yeah.
My flag football team were the Niners, man. And the Cowboys were really good in our flag football. And they kicked the crap out of us.
I got no beef with the Niners.
Really?
A lot of Cowboys fans do. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any beef with the Niners.
Who's my backup? Again, I'll watch Lamar once he gets paid.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Like, I'm literally like, people, every time somebody tells me, oh, you see what Lamar did? I'm going to say, no. I'm going to purposely, like, not watch. If he gets paid, I'm back to watching.
Yeah.
Again, Lamar... To me, it feels like...
Everybody says it sounds a lot better now, too. So,
with Lamar, it feels like every time...
Yeah.
This is what I'll do with Lamar. For years in Detroit, right? I would watch those guys line up for the opening kickoff. And my son, obviously, is on the kickoff coverage team, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would watch them kick that ball off. And I'm telling you, Steve. I'm telling you. There's no better feeling... Then when the kick returner on the other team goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
Fair catch.
Yeah.
And I watch Jalen jog right over to the sideline.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And I just see him just jogging safe and comfortable. And
absolutely.
He's mad he didn't get any action. You know what I'm saying? And then I actually see him, you know, make a play. And then he gets up hype. And I'm like, oh, God. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the Lamar. I'll be like that this entire year. Because if he plays and bets on himself,
yep,
that means every single tackle is going to be $100 million tackle.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah,
yeah. Like that. This getting through this season is the difference between really being the highest paid or them just. Well, technically, we're going to give you $1 over Kyler Murray so you can, you know, technically. Like, but if he does his thing, it's like, oh, my God. You're going to. And again, you forget he's the youngest to do all this stuff. The youngest to do all this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what I say. I mean, he's still, his value is so high.
There's quarterbacks that just came out of college last year.
Right.
That are older than Lamar.
Yeah. Well, isn't Joe Burrow?
Like Burrow's the same age.
Yeah.
I think Pickett and Burrow.
Yeah. I believe it. Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, no, absolutely. So that's what I say. I don't know. I mean, Lamar just, he's just got that whatever. I mean, it's probably the Heisman and just how awesome he was here. But it's just I do find myself like he's the one guy that if he beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, yeah. I'd root against him during the game. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. But when it was over, I was like,
What's his year 7 for Dak and Zeke? I think I saw it on a thing. Like Dak and Zeke are like year 7 together.
Oh man, they're getting close. Probably year 5, year 6 maybe. Yeah, it's
Nikki, what year did Dak Prescott get drafted? They came together or Zeke yep, came a no, year no, later? No. They came together.
Yep.
Let's see here. I want to say that was
same
20...
year of Kamara, right? Because didn't him and Zeke go in the same draft? I think that's what made us talk about that. Because it was Jalen Ramsey.
2016.
Yeah?
2016. I was going to say 2016, 2017, but yeah.
So
I missed
six,
it by a year.
Six, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Tick-tock.
No, yeah, it's time. It's like, yeah. Tick-tock. No, I agree.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Marcus, I'm not going to argue with you on this.
It's definitely time.
This is the year.
To do something. Yeah. We've already moved on to CeeDee Lamb being the new hotness, so I'm I need...
I got to figure out how I'm going to watch the preseason Texans now. Man, it just sucks having to get all my new YouTube people and
you know they don't sponsor us or anything, and I know I don't think we do the Tiger TV anymore, right? Well, if we do, I'm about to screw it up. But I have thought about forever. They have like those media boxes. Does anybody use those?
Like the Roku or something?
Kind of, but they're called like something like
Slinger,
like a Louisville media box or whatever. Channels.
You know what the media box is to me?
It's basically the streaming stuff, but it's on a box, and to me it works a little better. I don't know. Really? I thought about doing that.
Yeah. I'm interested.
You know what the media box is to me?
If somebody knows that company or something, tell them to contact us.
The media box to me is, okay, all this stuff I'm about to say is alleged, okay?
Okay.
This stuff never happened. Never happened, okay? Allegedly. Actually, no, I'm not even saying allegedly. This never happened. The story that I'm going to tell you never happened, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm saying is just a hypothetical story. This is a story.
Okay.
These boxes, these pay up front and you get a million channels and you get unlimited, all this, right? It's the burner phone. It's the 1999, 2000
good times.
Burner phone, Steve. And
so I said super stream. Okay,
and,
you tell.
And listen, the burner phone, Steve, to a young basketball team.
Yeah.
With a team full of hot phones. Listen, everybody paid up front their however many dollars, right? And here's the thing. You never knew what call was going to be your last call. You never knew. Like, thank God we didn't know how thank God kids didn't know how much of a scam these burner phones were.
So I said everything for one time payment of around anywhere from $275 to $350.
It's the burner
phone. What?
You gotta contact these people. I'm gonna give you their contact information.
Yeah,
Nick.
Please. What this sounds dangerous.
I don't know how. I'm not even going to ask on air because I don't even want to bring
the burner phone.
Yes,
it's never happened. But in my story that I'm telling, basketball teammates knew a guy who could get you a burner cell phone.
Oh,
and this is right when burner cell phones.
Who was it?
It's ironically I have mentioned the plug before in a different story.
Oh, I know the plug, I think.
It doesn't matter.
I won't say that.
So here's the thing.
I may know the plug.
The plug got everybody phones. And it was a quick upfront fee. But could you imagine getting a phone and never knowing it might work? It might work for 6 days or 6 months. So you're literally on edge.
Why do you need the burner phone? Do you just, is it?
No, because around that time,
women
around that time,
one way or another, you're moving products.
Sprint. Listen, you know, like Sprint. Yeah, nights and weekends, like. You had high bills for cell phones at first. They were crazy. So here's the thing. With the burner phones, you could talk unlimited all day, all night. No, no nothing.
Okay.
So
okay,
that's
okay.
Why it's a burner. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So it's not like, I got a burner phone, so charity can't trace my calls.
No. Yeah, nothing okay. Like that. No. You give everybody the numbers to say, hey, if it stopped working,
okay,
then
okay.
It's over.
Okay.
But this is, again, landline was the modem of communication at the time. It was still landline. Everything was landline. Cell phones, they were really priced out at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you had these burner phones, but here's the thing. It would cut. And when it cuts and when it starts, you know, when it cuts out, it's like, what do I do? I paid for this Sling TV up front. Now,
but there's people saying they've been using them for like 3 and 4 years.
Nah, I know they're about to go. Nah, 3 or 4 years? Nah, I know they're.
But would I pay $350?
We just put the kiss of death on them.
Would I pay $350?
Right, right. Once you start sharing, once you get X Phil Baker, once you start sharing your sites with other people, is when all of a sudden your site shuts down.
But I'm just
the
saying.
King of the Reddit stream.
Yeah, and I'm not. Listen,
I'll pay $350 every 4 years if I have to. I mean, I buy all these pay per views.
I mean, you think about it; it pays for itself pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, $350 every 4 years. All right, we're gonna do this real fast. How many average streaming service?
Because I would want the biggest box. I'd want the give me the big dog. Like I want the Mac Daddy. Like, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Like,
11:33, Jack. All right. So let's see. You're 15 times the average streaming. We have like 4 streaming services a month. All right, so that's $60 a month. Times 12, dude. It pays for it's 720.
Yeah,
a year.
I mean,
$350 for, you know, 4 years or whatever. This is illegal. Like, I'm just calling.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't care.
And it's like, who do you go to when it's shut? There's not a customer service department.
Well, I'll just get my YouTube TV back. They got to deal with that. Because the streaming ones are cool. But I feel like it just never works out. I don't know. I've tried a couple of the streaming ones, and it just, to me, it always feels like it's like, yeah, it works for a little while, and then it's like,
that's what I hate. That's what I hate.
Like these boxes.
They long game Netflix you to death, though.
Yeah.
But, at first, it's everything is perfect. It's the perfect streaming.
But I've been
service.
Hearing about these boxes forever. Like, people are like, no.
Really?
Yeah, these boxes. Like, it's been like for the last like 8 years. People are like, oh, yeah, because it started out. People are like, oh, yeah, you get them down at the flea market. You know what I'm saying? I was like, for real? And I'm like, no way. And then my cousin got it, and he said, nah, yeah, it works.
There's a lady who I have a child with who uses it.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to step into a life of crime. And I feel like
shady element
like,
to it.
I know. I feel like I'm ready to start.
Listen,
to, you know.
And again, I'll say this.
If, what you in for? One of them streaming boxes.
if you, here's the thing. If I knew, if people knew what went on in the burner phone market, most people wouldn't have did it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it just seemed like the box. Play for it up front.
Yeah.
It's going to work forever.
Well, and like that, like this texter said, it paid for itself in 2 months, just not having to buy the UFC fights. Like, UFC right. fights are something that, okay, I spend my pay-per-view money on like AEW and stuff, right?
Proudly.
Because I have Peacock, so I get the WWE ones on there. So like, but AEW, I'll drop the 50 on, you know, like, okay, yeah, let's do it. But like, I enjoy the UFC fights, but like, it really has to be a big fight for me to buy it. So now boxing, I'll buy most of the big boxing fights, but like, I would watch. I would kick back and be like, oh, fights are on, okay, cool. Like, I'm gonna
will
watch
you
them.
Tell Nikki about your discovery in the YouTube world?
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Did you hear that, Nikki?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm...
Do you hear how that sounds?
Yeah, I just... It's either...
What will elicit that level of response?
And you know what I hate is when, like... like now my cousins text me, like all of a sudden he's like the pro on it. He's like, oh yeah, I got one. I'm about to go get a heavy duty one. Well, where you been? He's like, oh, I told you about it a long time ago.
No, you did.
Yeah, but you obviously didn't tell me. See, you were just oh, I got one of these bikes. Yeah, man.
See?
Mentioned it in passing.
See? Yeah, now listen. Him having that conversation with our cousin is why Steve and I can get along. Because Steve and I know there's a responsibility to add emphasis to situations like this. Hmm. Like, and we know if I didn't give the appropriate emphasis, then I will apologize.
Right.
His cousin obviously did not give Steve the proper level of emphasis to, stop and listen to me.
Right. This is a game changer.
Yeah, this is
a game changer.
Not just cliche. Oh, I got this cool thing. It's like, no, that means you didn't want me to have it. If you just tell me you had a cool cable deal and you didn't emphasize it.
It's like Duke's a Hazzard.
It didn't work. Look, now he knows we're watching.
He's listening.
What's he doing?
This is terrible radio, y'all.
Oh, God.
We're going to tell you what's going on.
We'll get to it. What's happening there?
Bro, you gotta throw the L's up for us or something.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Like, you just got to wave or something.
All is well. Nah, he's like, I'm getting out of here. Why did he jump in his car like that?
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe he's got a broken door.
I mean, I just want to get out of it.
Why wouldn't he do it on the driver's side then?
Because you might get hit by a car.
And then just stood there.
A guy comes up in a convertible Mustang, people.
Nice car.
Oh,
and
great,
he's leaving, he tries to do the Jackie Chan Rush Hour. You remember when Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan was getting in Chris Tucker's car, and Jackie Chan does the little spin getting in the car, and Chris Tucker says, I'm going to kick you. I'm gonna kick you.
Yeah.
Right. He said, don't nobody do that but me. A guy tried to do a Jackie Chan spin to get in his car. It did not work.
And dropped his wallet or his phone or something.
And dropped something down on the ground. Then he had to get out of the car halfway and pick it up. And it's just the clumsiest.
I feel bad. That was instant defeat, too. You know, it wasn't like, you know, he was laughing. Like, I feel like
he wasn't athletic enough to really pull it off.
His afternoon was hindering on whether or not he could perform that. Like, I feel. You know,
so here's the only reason I'm not going so hard is because we went to a Typhoon Lagoon, and I did have a first time in my life it's happened to me, but I did have a moment getting out of a family tube where I thought I was out, and it was like as I went to put my foot down, it was like nope, man, just fell back in the tube, and I was like,
that's
the worst thing ever happened to me in my life
publicly.
I mean, yeah. Like the dude was like, all right, y'all hop out. I was like, oh yeah, and like I put my feet over and I went to hop out, and like I thought I did it, and I didn't, and I just kind of went, like, it was slow. I just kind of was like.
Did you?
Oh, that's the worst. Slow motion.
Did you try to use your core?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was like, nope. And then, like, your next thing you know, I was just legs in the air back in the family tube. And the dude's like, want me to hold it? I'm like, shut up. You know what I mean? Shut up, you teenage punks. Yeah, you know.
With your core balance.
Yeah.
Your cousin's on the line, wants to defend himself.
Oh, dear God.
In the court of middays.
Oh, okay. Let's hear this.
Midday docket.
Yeah.
I'm impromptu. Sure.
Let's go.
Let's hear this jackass.
No, leave it at music.
Yeah, no. Yeah, go ahead.
Fire away.
Well, first off, why do I got to be a jackass for? I've been telling you about this for years.
Oh, okay.
You literally have had four phone conversations with me. You call me and be like, hey, man, so let's put this Louisville Media Stream box. I'm like, oh, dude, it's awesome. You get all the games, all the pay-per-views, all this for free. And you're like, man, I'm going to check it out. Then 6 months later, I get another phone call. Hey, man, what's with this Louisville Media box?
Okay. Well, as now everybody can hear you and hear your voice, there's obviously not enough bass in it. So nothing you say.
Wait a minute. Let me listen. As Steve's lawyer, just saying it's cool is not really telling how cool it is. Did you go above and beyond to express to Steve?
Oh yeah, I told him you get all the pay per views, you get all the sports games that you want to watch, you get all the NFL games, baseball games, NBA games.
Did you invite him over to see how easy it works?
Well, you know, ever since he's gotten on the radio, he's kind of big time me now, so he don't really want to hang out ever anymore.
Oh god!
So I can't even show him that, you know, because.
A canceled culture. You and Nick can get along great. You're both Mets fans, and you're both just ready to go to that.
He doesn't talk to me the way he used
to. So what could you have done different to encourage Steve to get this box a long time ago?
I gave him mine for free.
Did not.
No,
he. Oh, what could you have done? Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, blatant lie.
Yeah. See, okay. You on your own on this one.
No, actually, I'm glad. And Matt, thank you for calling in. So now, when I tell the stories, people know how you sound. And now people can.
Yeah, but you also over exaggerate a lot of stories too. I'm gonna start calling in more to defend myself.
Listen, okay. I mean,
yes, please do, Matt.
Yeah, this is great. This is great. Well, it's good. It's great talking to you.
Yeah.
All right. Call me later.
Talk to y'all later.
Sorry. Later.
Now, can you imagine?
Hey, Steve, you say that this little media box thing is cool. I'm like,
oh, yeah, it sounds all right.
Yeah, you get all the pay per views.
You know, like, okay. Now, do you know how bad it would piss me off looking back at him on a basketball court?
My bad.
that is my bad,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, really. Thank you. Thank you for letting us all know. Because I just threw the ball to myself. Yeah.
Right. Let's squeeze the last commercial break in here really quick. Middays with Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
Good afternoon. Good morning. I'm Nick Palmetto. The Sports Center update brought to you by Witch Superior Sandwiches. 247 Sports predicting the first third of the season for each ACC school. They predict the Cards going 3-1 on pace to win 8 wins. That is a sentiment that was echoed by David Cobb, who joined the V Show Friday.
I'm not saying they're going to run the table through the league, but I don't feel like there's a massive talent disparity between Louisville and the rest of the conference. I feel like this is a team that could win 8 games, or probably should, to be honest, with where they are now under Scott Satterfield, how long he's been there, and the fact that they've got, I think, a dark horse Heisman candidate at quarterback.
Full interview can be found on the GE Appliances Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. Reminder, keep it locked to 93.9 The Ville for post-UofL football sound around noon today with Patty Ice anchoring that one. Also, shameless plug, the V-Show will be over at noon on ESPN 680, 105.7. Some scores from the weekend. The pitch, hell of a win for Lou City. 4 different scores contributing to a 4-1 victory over Charleston Battery. They look to defend first place in their next matchup against number 2 ranked Tampa Bay. That game will be Saturday. Racing, they drew with Washington 1-1. The Diamond, Indy beats Louisville 11-8. The Reds, they win a road series with Milwaukee. They start a series with Pops and I's Mets tonight. 6:40 on ESPN 680, 105.7.
This is Brian Brown, and you listen to the new home for all of UofL athletics, 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. That big, long conversation about the streaming and everything, it started with one thing that Steve was supposed to pass along to Nikki.
Fair. That is fair. I'm on.
Wait,
right?
What now?
Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, sorry. You're on.
It's not you.
I mess something up?
No, no. It was a short on this. I forget this little thing. I have to turn it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so, Nick, here's the thing. This weekend,
Yes.
Actually, before my flight, I did a thing. Mm-hmm. And it was a thing because I was like, well, you know, I'm on the flight, you know, I was just by myself. Like, so, I mean, it's a short flight. You're up and down. But I was like, you know, I still want to watch a little something, but I don't know what I want to watch. And I was like, man, I wish I could watch my YouTube videos. You know, because I watch the vloggers from down there and stuff
right.
Really, and Marcus and I talked about this, I watch more YouTube than I watch anything. Like, I have shows saved on my, like, my vloggers and stuff, like daily show. I watch, that's kind of my quote-unquote shows, you know? So, I was like, you know, Marcus had mentioned something about the YouTube premium, and he seemed really serious. And I was like, okay, so let me... I was like, I know he's harps on Nicky.
Steve.
And I was like, when he talks to Nick about this YouTube premium, he really, like, really makes Nick listen to him. Like, and I'm like, so I know he is serious about this. So I was like, $15 a month. I was like, you know what? They got a free trial. I was like, I'll just go ahead and put my stuff in. You know, I was like, if it's stupid, whatever, but I can download my YouTube videos.
Right,
okay,
right.
Cool. I'm thinking that's it. Boom, boom. Nick, when I put it in, little thing pops up on the side. It was like, premium. I click on the videos, and they just start.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I can download them.
Mm-hmm.
And it come with YouTube music. And it was just...
every time.
The best thing I've ever had. I just go home and I'm like, I want to watch it. I want to watch a YouTube video. Click. There it is. Boom.
No commercials.
None.
Ever.
No ads. And I'm still not used to it. Marcus said there'll be a point I'll hit. But I still watch videos expecting. I'm like, well, they got to at least have like one ad, you know?
Right.
None. Boom, boom, boom. YouTube premium.
If the best show has a commercial in the show, you'll get a commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right,
that's
right.
The
right.
Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Commercial.
If they, like, you know, this, like, we made this video is brought to you, like, you know, the content creator.
But no, like,
yes,
oh,
the
man.
Content creator. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, brought man, I hope Blue this Abraham. Ad lets me skip it.
There's no skipping. There's no waiting. There is
you can close.
Zero.
Best $15 a month
this
you'll ever
studio.
Spend.
Every I if
it's
I,
on there.
If I hear another person.
We gotta wait for this commercial. That was my hurt hands. Worst pain I've ever had in my life. The stupidest I've ever done.
Oh,
you just got a little excited.
Oh,
excited.
Oh God, that you hit it right on
got,
it, too.
You got premium?
I got the
premium. So what are we waiting on half the time when we're telling you to get the music up?
Because you're talking to two premium YT members right now, and I know there's not a – it's not – a ad that you're waiting on.
I know it's not an ad that I'm waiting on every single time.
I still have to type, and I'm clumsy. Like, no, but YouTube – no, that was the one I was – dug my heels in, no YouTube and your stupid ads. I am not going to pay for it. Then I got the, man, like the best so drug pusher ever. They were like, how about 3 months of it for free? And I was like, okay. And I used it at the station. And now all the other producers, you broke mother truckers, like, you know, you can use my account now. Log into both computers and use it.
I'd put that on the company, boy.
I can't go back, man. Like, they, no, you're 1,000%
no,
right.
I'm
so
pay for it.
Pissed off that
everyone,
I lost this battle. But
it's the best.
But at the same time, it's like...
it's worth the loss.
Yeah.
It was just, I was sitting there and I was like, yeah, I remember Marcus always harping at Nick, like, you got to get this YouTube. And I was like, I bet you can download. And I looked and he was like, yeah, you can download your shows. I'm
worth
like, oh, that's,
every
that's
penny.
Awesome. So, man, I'm on the flight and I got my stuff on YouTube just downloaded. Of course, I am a... I am a Wi-Fi, like, they'll get me every time on a plane. Every single time.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, it's Wi-Fi is available. I'm like, oh, $7, hour and a half. Bang. give me a Wi-Fi, like, every time. But, man, it's just, it was a beautiful thing.
I hate commercials. I hate lines.
It's amazing.
I hate traffic.
I'm with you.
I hate traffic, too.
It's the best. Is it the best $16 you can spend for a streaming thing?
Diener said he's sold now. I'm telling you, man.
No,
best thing I've ever had.
You can like play it when after you close the app,
yep.
Which is amazing. Like you could.
Yeah, I've heard Drew say he's waiting on a commercial. I'm like,
No.
I fought that fight for 3 years, and I'm kind of happy I lost it because it is the best. It's the best.
It really is.
It really is the best.
Yeah, it was awesome. And now I can get some illegal TV that seems like it's going to work.
The 2022 burner phone.
I got the YouTube Premium. I'm ready for football season.
Matt, don't let Steve do that to you.
Hey, and let me say this, too, really quick. Do I got a second? How many seconds
do I do?
Oh, you didn't have to shut the music off.
No, you good. No, because
wasn't that important?
You only had 10 seconds. And by the time I got done describing that you only had 10 seconds, you would only have
You know
10
what
5.
I am learning, though?
I'm listening.
Drew was right. We all say when football practice starts, like, it's on. It's not. It's not on.
Not yet.
It's not on yet.
Hurry up and wait.
Look, the dry season has not died yet.
Be quick, but don't hurry.
Yeah, it's like, no. Listen, I need last week of August this on. we got to start our player profiles.
We're starting it tomorrow.
Yep. We got to start the player profiles. Let's get it done.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.